的财源地。
Some of the legendary bits of Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. But for the legendary peri-peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's like nothing you have ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
Did you see that photo that got sent through from Michael this morning? Michael rang through about Celeste's story and said his wife got hit in the head in the temple by a ping pong ball. There is a massive welt on there.
Sure. Oh, geez, it's a golf ball under her skin.
How the hell does a plastic ball do that unless they really flogged it?
That's insane. Wow. I don't know. Like, it's not like a ping pong ball is light and airy and...
Yeah.
That must... I don't know. We had a good show today.
Yeah, I like the start of it.
Ring a root.
Ring a root.
Ring a root.
Well, I really wanted... We had a bloke ring up who rang a route from Thailand once, brought her over, and he didn't know that she was a working girl over here. Took all his money and she worked as a hooker.
Good on her.
When did your kids dob on you?
My niece dobbing my brother in for eating chips.
Had a bit of update on Trade Week. Have we
got any
news on Tim Kelly just yet? It's 8 past 9.
It'll be done today.
8 past 9.
Do you
know
how much he'd get paid? Like, how much would West Coast be paying him?
7-8.
7-8 what?
100.
7 or 800.
7 or 800.
Well, the average wage is 400.
Yeah, right.
Not bad,
that's
is
insane.
It?
No, well, I mean, like, you're putting your body on the line, though. There's a lot that goes into it.
You'll be well compensated for the fact that, you know, you're going to be breaking down later on in life.
Not look at Zabe. You can barely bloody stand up.
How you doing, buddy?
Are you in pain from footy? Like, are you in...
Oh, shit, no.
You're not?
You don't have
my
any...
My arms go numb every night in bed, which is one issue, but that's it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my hips are sore.
Yeah.
Do you... Are you
me,
like...
Me back's cooked.
No.
I've got half an Achilles.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I've got 8 screws in my right shoulder. No, life's good. It's good.
Yeah, okay, cool, cool.
Hey, keep listening to the show this week as well. Island Getaways. Grab the code word by watching Love Island. You'll see our mugs on the telly.
Yeah.
And more on Be Friday's live tickets. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
A story's jumped across my table. A magistrate. So what's a magistrate, Jules?
A lawyer, is it?
A judge.
A judge? Yeah. Oh, yep.
Anyway, Rodney. Thanks, Jules.
Something in the court system.
Yeah, Rodney Higgins. So he's a guy in his late 60s. He's a magistrate, so he's a judge, obviously making a fairly good clip. Has just got engaged to the love of his life.
Aww. Congratulations to
Ashley
him.
Ashley Petrie. Congratulations to her. She's 23.
Are we supposed to know who these people are?
No, not at all. She's 23. So she's fallen for this guy in his late 60s. She's 23.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's so a big age difference.
About 45 years. So the magistrate is... She was the law clerk, so like the bottom
so
of the chain,
yeah.
And he was the top of the chain. And apparently a few complaints were coming through that she used to just go visit him in his private chambers. And
maybe she had to go and deliver some important paperwork.
Yeah, sure, mate.
Court documents. No, it's not fine.
I charge you with being handsy. But it made me think. We had a caller about 6 months ago ring up about unusual relationships with ages and
age is just a thing, right? My mum and dad were like 20 years apart.
Were they?
Yeah.
How'd they meet?
My dad went to the Philippines for on a holiday and then...
Me love you long time.
A bit of that, was it?
What?
No, I mean, well, my dad went over with a mate who had a Filipino wife.
Yeah.
So they went over there for a holiday, and it just happens to be that this guy's wife knew my mum's family, and then they introduced my mum to my dad, and then...
Was your papa going over there to find a lady or to travel the Philippines?
Both, yeah.
Oh, but to
you know, and if he found a wife along the way, well, then yeah. And then 2 weeks later, yeah, he did. So
well, it's funny.
My mum came back to Australia, but that's how it. Yeah, that's how it works.
It happens, and it does happen a fair bit.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's relationships that, like, so my old partner, her grandfather went to Thailand, and then just came back with a younger,
as you do,
a younger, faster.
Oh well,
younger,
you know,
faster,
younger, faster, sleeker. Sleeker model.
Well, you know, whatever makes you happy.
Oh, I love those stories. It's always awkward though at Christmas when old pa comes in with the 80-year-old pa with the 40-year-old wife.
Yeah.
It's always a bit
but
awkward.
Is he happy? And is she happy?
Well, I think she
gets... Because that's all that matters.
I think she gets happy a few years later.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He's off the perch.
Yes. I think so. I think that's what happened. Now, 131060, give us a call. Have you been around these? It's unusual. 45 years is unusual.
That's a pretty big age gap.
It is 45, a big age
but,
gap.
But, you know, love is love.
Yeah. Or do you know someone?
Is it though? In that regard?
Yeah.
You know that you're marrying somebody. Like, if you get stuck into a relationship with someone who's 45 years older than you.
Yeah, they better be bloody rich. That's all I'm saying.
I was going to say, yeah. You know that they're not long for this world.
Yeah, but why not make the rest of their years the best years they've ever had?
I'll tell you what, if you're pretty good too, you might get the heart racing a bit quicker than what it went to, and before you know it, he's dead. Anyway, she did say, I'll just quickly wrap it up. What an amazing 10 days it's been here in Fiji. Firstly, I arrived as Rod's girlfriend. And I leave as Rod's fiance. I cannot wait to become Mrs. Higgins. It started with a crush, and now I have a ring on my finger.
They were in love, I'd like to think, Canberra.
All right, let's go to Sue in South Yonder up. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Big age difference in your relationship?
22 years.
Ooh.
How does that happen, Sue?
I just attract younger men.
Oh, you little fox.
How long have you guys been together?
4 years.
Oh, and how did you guys meet?
I live in an old resort, and he was one of the guests staying there, and happened to hook up, and I just thought it was a one-night stand, and here we are 4 years later.
Wow. May I ask, what does his family think of him being with an older woman?
I've met them all. I even met his grandmother.
Oh, and how'd that go down?
Yeah, we got on really well, knitting club.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
they're just glad he's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's what it all comes down to.
And, you know, I'm probably the one that's got the biggest problem with it.
Oh, right.
What
yeah.
do you mean?
Well, you know, I always think, you know, I meet his friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but no, I mean, I even let my hair go grey naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And hasn't been a drama, but I'm the one.
Oh, Gray's in now, girlfriend. Like, seriously.
I actually don't look too bad for my age.
Do you get, is it noticeably different? Like, say, if you guys are walking down the street.
I made him start shaving.
Oh,
hey, Sue.
I made him grow a beard.
How old would he be, Sue, is he past the age of, you know, going out every weekend and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah, he's in his 30s.
Okay.
I mean, I say to people there's 10 years difference. If he was 10 years older and I was 10 years younger, we'd both be in our 40s.
Yeah, gotcha. Good call. I like that call there, Sue.
Good one, Sue. Thank you. Just hold the line there, mate. Simon in Padbury. G'day.
How you going?
Take us through it.
Well, I'm 37 this year and she's 22.
Oh, how'd you slide into the young girl's DMs there, Si?
Just through friends.
Okay. Yep.
Is it awkward when you meet family and all that sort of stuff, or is it all good?
No, it's all good. She meshes well into my life, so yeah, it's all
is
all great.
She like a mature 22-year-old though? Like,
yeah, she's very mature.
Yeah,
she's very different to what I'm usually, you know, going with. So it's great.
I mean, I'm 32 and I'm pretty mature. I can act like a bloody, only mature 22-year-old.
So, have you guys how long you been dating for?
6 months.
6 months. So you probably haven't had those conversations about kids and stuff yet. But you'd be getting close, wouldn't you?
Oh, we have. But, we've agreed to, just take it slow, really.
Just park it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Peppy, if you were 36.
Yeah.
And single.
Yeah.
What would your age limit be?
I think I wouldn't go any lower than maybe 27, 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jules?
Oh, I wouldn't go any lower than, 28 would be the lowest age. Upwards. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
You?
I'm 32 now, probably 45, I'd cap it.
Yeah, I'm probably 18.
Dirty old man. Heidi, Sagan, Pete.
With Jules on Hit 92.9. Now, you guys are dads.
Yeah.
Did you guys put on any baby weight while your partners were, like, pregnant or after the bubs were born?
Yep. Purely because Em was pregnant.
Yeah, no, don't you blame him. But I mean, you know, were you like eating more and
Oh, without a doubt.
Drinking
because
more, maybe.
Because Liz was smashing everything in sight. So it just by virtue of that, I was like, yeah, I'll have those chocolates. Yeah, sure, hon, I'll have some chips.
Like, now, my brother, he's older than me by like 18 months. He's got two little girls. Nasha, who's four, and Nadia. She's almost forgot her name.
Forgot her name. We don't
Nadia,
like,
who's
we
one.
We don't like Nadia too much.
Nasha and Nadia. And both times, he gained weight during the pregnancy and then after he would just balloon out. I think it was more the alcohol.
Yeah.
And then the chip and like the snacky foods that you eat while
like
you're having
boards.
A couple of beers. So you get, yeah.
The like cheese boards are shapes barbecue and shapes and a bit of bigger cheese block cut up.
So my youngest niece is, about 17 months. Mm. And so my brother's decided that, he's going to start losing weight, right? He's like, no, it's time now. Exactly. So he's been going on a diet and cutting out the beers, hasn't been drinking as much in the arvos.
Yeah.
And everyone is aware of my brother being on a diet. When I was home on the weekend, though, my niece, four-year-old niece, Nasha, decided to reveal that my brother actually is sneaking snacks. Right? She dobbed him in straight away. And I got a recording of it.
He ate all my chips.
What kind of chips?
Vinegar in the orange one and the green one.
The whole bag?
Yes.
Does he? Naughty dad.
Now, he's not supposed to be having anything, but she came straight out because she wasn't allowed any chips, so she just dobbed my brother in straight away and said that he eats everything.
So he's got two daughters.
He does.
And a wife.
Yes.
It's stress eating.
Yeah.
It is.
But I thought on 13, 10, 60, when is your kids dobbed you in?
Well, they have no filter, do they?
No, they
absolutely
don't.
Absolutely none, yeah.
So my nickname with my old man was Snitchy. Yeah, no word of a lie. He calls me Snitchy still. I had his back for 18 years.
Yeah.
I lied through my teeth that we were at the pub to mum every time. And one day he did something by me that he shouldn't have done. I don't know what he did.
Something petty.
Something super petty. I had drank the last beer or something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, mum goes, where have you been? And before dad could spit it out, I said, we've been gambling and drinking all day at the pub. See ya. And that's where the nickname Snitchy came from.
All right, 13, 10, 60. When did your kids dob you in? Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
Hey. Did you dob in
your dad? Yes, I did. I dobbed my dad in. He lied that he was going down to a wet trip down south, and he actually went to Bali.
He went to Byron?
Bali.
Oh, Bali, right.
He said he was going down south and he went to Bali instead.
Yep.
Why would he do that?
I have no idea. He planned it with the boys and he went on a boys' trip and just didn't want to tell my mum.
Yeah, right.
That's some family issues you should probably check into there.
What did your mum say?
Alicia?
Pardon?
What did your mum say?
She just got really, really angry and just didn't talk to him for a few weeks.
Wow.
Went back to Bali
in
again.
The doghouse, yeah.
David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, team. What's going on?
Yay.
Hello, mate. Gee, where's D. Todd's in the house? How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Toddy.
Good morning, team. Absolutely sounding fantastic this morning. Look, story-wise, this rang true for me with a school group I've got. I'm a year five teacher at the moment. I really love teaching math with like relevance. So I got into some gambling games with them and it turned a little bit too serious.
Right.
A couple of dollars went down on the table. I put some money up. Another bloke in the class, this year five, unfortunately enabling some gambling. Turned out some of the kids went home, told the parents, and next thing I know, there's a formal complaint with the principal. And, it's all in good fun, but then, when he's taking money off me and then I'm taking money off him, then it sort of starts to become...
Then there's underage gambling,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't talk about it too often, only in the review process when I try and get a job next year, but... Yeah, for the moment, that's unfortunate. The kids dobbed me in.
Was the kid just pissed that he lost his money, or...?
No, he was up. He went home with a wadful. So,
wow, that's probably like, where'd you get all this money from? He's like, I won it.
Yeah, look, I'm like, look, I'm a bit broke now, so I just need that money back. It wasn't for keeps. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Dave, what did the headmaster say to you?
So, look, we just had a bit of a chat. It was all lighthearted in the end. He knew where I was coming from, but he just said, look, I feel like you've taken this too far. I just need to calm it down. We might need to do some review process in the future just to see where you're at with your gambling addiction.
Oh my God.
On your dive. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules. On Hit 92.9.
AFL trade period is on, and over here in the West, all eyes are on Tim Kelly and what's going on today. Tom Morris, the lead journalist for Fox Footy, joins us now. G'day, mate.
Zav and everyone there, how are you over in the West?
We're all going well, mate. Now, is today the day that we land, when I say we, West Coast, we land Tim Kelly?
I think it is. I can't say categorically, but I would put a fair bit of money on the fact that Tim Kelly will be a West Coast player by 5 p.m. today. And the potential Kelly trade, I think, is a good one for West Coast. You give up some draft picks and you get one of the best midfielders in the competition back. So I think it will happen today without categorically saying it will. It's as close to that as possible.
Tom, is it so close that there is absolutely no chance that Fremantle could at some point just sneak in there and snatch him?
Yeah, now I think that's out of the question. I would have said maybe 2 or 3 days ago...
Bugger. That, sucked in, Pete.
The Dockers were in the mix, and they thought they were certainly an outside chance if this fell down, but the way things have eventuated, I think West Coast are going to get him, and they'll probably get him in the next few hours.
Now, have you got any good news for Pete, who's a mad Fremantle supporter? Jules is a bit neutral, but have you got any good news for the Fremantle supporters out there, mate, with Brad Hill and Ed Langdon?
What can I give to Pete? Look, there's not a lot, is there? You might get Mason Wood. You might get Connor Menadue.
Oh, Jesus. You said good news, mate. Come on.
No, there's not a lot else. Maybe that the only way is up and you're going to go to the draft. How about that? That's as good as I can give you.
I don't mind. I mean, what are we looking at the moment? If Brad Hill goes to St Kilda and we get pick 6, then
yep,
that's...
you'll have pick 6 and 7 then.
In the first round. I mean, that's pretty bloody good.
Yeah, and you'll get a second rounder for Ed Langdon, so you'll be able to get some good kids in. But I guess it's hard to get good players in if you don't have a coach or a CEO. And I know you've got a coach.
We've got a coach, mate. He's there.
You know, but what you need to understand is that all this, and Sean Zabwood, though, because he went from Hawthorn to West Coast, all the negotiating is done in the last few weeks, and you only got a coach about 10 days ago. So it was a bit late, and that's what Adelaide Crows are finding now as well, because they don't have a centre coach.
Bugger. Oh, hence why so West Coast can get the deal done with Tim Kelly reasonably quickly, because they've been doing it for 12 months. Now, Tommy, have you got any bombshells that you think might play out in the next week or so? Is there anything you reckon that's going to make a big mark on trade week, or is it just going to be slow and steady?
No, it's going to be slow and steady until the bomb hits, and I think the bomb will be Joe Danaher going to the Sydney Swans. I really think that's going to happen, mainly because he wants it to happen, and also the Swans now want him. And very rarely, probably Tim Kelly is one of the only recent examples last year, do you see a player actively pursue a club in contract and not get there. So I think Joe Danaher will get to the Sydney Swans. Potentially he's a generational player if he's fit, and him and Buddy Franklin together is something else.
Can he kick straight yet or not?
He can't.
People seem to forget that.
He's got groins that are worse than yours, Zab, so he needs to sort that out.
Been getting a bit of groin use lately, actually.
All that kind of just went all over my
yes,
head there. Now, Tom, something I do want to know, because you and Zave actually went to school together.
Yes, we did. We did. He was a few years older than me, but he was always a very good mentor.
Was Zave a flog back at school?
What's that?
Was he a flog back at school?
Not at all.
So it's only now.
What he used to do is he used to hang around Tom Hawkins like a bad smell.
Hang up on him. Now, of course today, Tom Morris, host of the Fox Footy program, Trading Day on at 2 and 4 Perth time. Every day during trade period and also on KO. So catch Tom on Fox Footy. Now that's enough from you, Tommy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you, mate. Heidi Sagan P with
Jules on Hit 92.9. Now, I did say to you guys.
That's usually me who sits there going, why is everyone looking at me? That's you, mate. You're in the wheelhouse. Yeah, your turn.
I'm just a little bit reluctant about revealing this, but I feel like it's going to make me feel a lot better. So, before we went on the road trip to the premiership, I revealed to you guys that I didn't have my license. Now, not because I was speeding or drink driving or anything. It just expired and I didn't
get it. Hadn't renewed it.
Yeah, I hadn't renewed it from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And so I just let it go.
And we were fine with that.
Were we?
I was more than happy to drive.
He didn't want me behind the wheel because I was... An Asian female.
Because you were an Asian female. You still are.
Yeah, I still am.
I never, ever would say anything like that.
I've got the text messages.
Why'd you let it lapse? Because it's just so much easier just to get it done. You don't have to travel when you're down in Bunbury or anything?
I lived 100 metres away from the station, so I didn't. And then it was always one of those things, better get on top of that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, and it just never happened.
You missed it.
Yeah, I did.
It happens.
But then I got it sorted just before we went on the road trip. Didn't tell you guys because I really didn't want to drive.
And it was good fun sitting in the back playing you know and stuff.
No, it really wasn't. I suffered severely from motion sickness.
You did all right, though.
Thanks to the little C-band that I was wearing. That was really cool.
Geez, we had a good time in the motorhome. Well, haven't heard back about the crash motorhome yet, though.
Do we want to?
Probably not.
To be honest, I'm really glad I didn't drive because it could have been worse.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, one thing that I do need to say is that I actually haven't had my license the whole time I've been in WA. Like, I didn't have my license for 2 years that I was here.
What are you talking? So,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I thought my license expired in February.
Yeah.
This year, it actually expired in February last year.
So, hang on. Have you been driving?
No.
Allegedly.
Wait a minute. That took you a little while to come to. Have you been driving?
No, I haven't. But for 2 years, I couldn't believe that I just didn't have it.
I can only say that I might have been in a similar boat with you, Jules.
Really?
Yeah, about 4 years ago.
How long?
Because all my mail was getting sent to the footy club.
Yeah.
And they were resending it on, but it was to my old address.
Okay, this was my issue. In my defense, it was my issue as well, too. Nothing was getting sent through over to WA. It was
sure
all over
was,
on the
mate.
East Coast.
Yeah, but still,
I was going to Mama Jules, and I'm pretty sure she was hiding my mail.
Does Mama Jules, like, go through the mail with a fine tooth? I can just see Mama Jules going, not for me. Oh, that's
Mum opens my mail.
Yeah, that's all, yeah, okay.
And then rings me and tells me I have appointments at certain places and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, she didn't tell me about the bloody license, but 2 years, geez, I'm lucky.
Yeah, you are lucky.
No, you can still get done for it, so I'm glad you put
it
on radio.
No, I didn't drive.
Get off Instagram, take that video down.
I didn't drive.
Take that video down. Heidi Sagan
with Jules on Hit 92.9. Time to give away some Wednesday cash, you guys.
Absolutely. Now, Jules, you've been here for a few weeks. You've got the makeup on today. You've done the hair. You've got a new shirt on. You look switched on. Do you know how this works yet?
No, I don't.
Right. It's clickbait.
Explain to me how it works.
All right, so it's clickbait, mate. So literally what happens is 131060, you ring in, or you can text in. We'll have a bit of bants over the text line, but you probably won't get on air. Because the phone lines fill up. Anyway, you pitch us the headline to your story, okay? It can be a most amazing story you've ever been involved in, you know, man eaten by shark, and you're like, yeah, what's that story? You jump on and then you go, oh, my husband was eaten by a shark. That's a good story to tell on air.
Brutal.
I'm paying for that story,
though. Is
this
your example?
Yeah, or it could be something like
how much
man left on roof and all of a sudden the ladder is on the roof or something. Like,
right,
so
okay,
yeah, something
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
basic like that. So it's all about the clickbait. You got to get us clicked in. We have three stories. We choose on the count of three which one's the most appealing to us with the headline.
And we pay and for this
then
as well,
we pay
too.
For it. It's like buying the newspaper.
Yeah, okay.
It's a subscription.
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
well, it's not
I
a subscription because
gotcha.
We
gotcha.
Have to pay them every month.
No, it's not a subscription.
No, it's a one-off payment.
We just go into the... can we afterpay?
No, we pay cash straight away. That
four installments.
It's called same day or whatever it's called.
All right.
Instant transfer.
So hit us with your headlines. You might be the lucky person that we choose to hear the rest of the story and give you some Wednesday cash.
That's where you buy a good story.
We're going to go through all of your different headlines, and then the one that really piques our fancy will go, yeah, you get the cash. It's a newspaper,
So we've got this Wad of Wednesday cash here. Let's go straight to our callers and find out their headlines. Michael in Brookdale, g'day, mate.
How you going? Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's your headline?
Breaking news, ping pong ball causes life-changing injury.
Oh,
ping
where
pong
was
ball.
It?
Oh, hold on.
No, don't say that.
All right, buddy. Matt and Calum Scott, what's your headline?
Yeah, my headline is, Weber is smoking with flavours. Who's ready to eat this delicious pork?
Oh, my gosh. I'm salivating over that headline.
Lechon.
Oh, my gosh. Lechon, yeah.
What's that?
Philippines. Filipino for pork. Like.
Right, okay.
Mm.
Oh, that headline just gave away the whole thing. But okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Oh, we'll see. All right. Jenny and Karama, hello.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Good. What's your headline?
Who let the dogs out?
That's a good tease.
I almost just want to hear Matt's version of the story super quickly and just give him a couple of bucks.
Do you?
And then I want to hear the top one.
Hang on a sec. Okay, so fucked. I kind of want to know as well, right?
Are we allowed to go with Matt? You got 30 seconds to tell your story quickly, and we'll give you $20.
Okay, we can do that.
And then we'll hear from Michael.
Yeah, all right, okay, to wrap it up. I'm going to stop watch on him. Yep, okay,
I'm going to stop watch on Matt.
All right,
Matt.
Yeah. Can I just wonder if Matt's a Filipino before we go in?
Why does that
this
matter?
Could change, absolutely.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
Are you a Filipino, mate?
No, my wife is.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, well, how did he know what lechon is?
All right, Matt, did you hear what I said? You got 30 seconds to tell your story, and then we're just going to cut you off, okay? Because we've got to get to Michael as well. Ready, set, go.
The pig was flavouring with flavours. I could bite into it with all my teeth. It was so good.
Is that it?
8.7 and I ain't paying a dime for that.
No, nah, he's done the work. We'll give him a few 50 cents.
But can I come over for dinner?
Anytime.
Oh, not with that laugh. No, Jules, I wouldn't let you. No.
Oh, wow.
Stranger danger.
Michael, you've got the potential for $99.50 up your sleeve here, mate. What do you reckon? Tell us your story.
I'm feeling generous. I'll give the guy the other 50 cents. Let's round it up.
Round it up. Matt's got a dollar. Matt's got a dollar. All right, Michael.
There you go. So basically, my wife and I got married at the beginning of the year in January, and my sister and brother-in-law bought us a honeymoon down in Margaret River.
Yep.
And they were staying in Busselton. So we went through and visited them, and my wife and brother-in-law were playing ping pong. And she's giving him a good old serve, so he thought, yep, let's end the game with one back. And it's hit her in the temple and knocked her out.
I've
got a couple photos, so, yeah, I was pissing myself laughing. I was absolutely losing it laughing because it's a ping pong ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, so we took her back to the campsite, and then we were just having a chat, making sure she's all right. And then she just had no idea where she was.
She looked at
She was panicked. She goes, where are we? I'm like, you know, we're in Margaret River. We're on our honeymoon. She goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, what's the last thing you remember? She goes, I remember dropping our puppy Milo off at her auntie's. And I was like, that's 3 days before the wedding. Do you remember getting married? And she's like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe she's having it on.
So what happened? You had to go and get it checked out?
Yes, we went to Busselton Hospital. Mm-hmm. I called my brother first. And I was kind of like, what do we do? Like, do we just... Do we go to dinner? And he's like, no, you can't go to dinner. You have to go and take her to the hospital to make sure she's all right. So
we went there.
I'm still hungry. My brother and sister went to dinner still.
Yeah.
So we went to the hospital. They checked her out and said, look, you know, it can happen. One of the nurse's boys fell off his bike and hit his head, and he had, I think it was 24 hours, something like that, of lost memory.
But whacking your head on the concrete as opposed to a ping pong ball is huge. That's insane. The ping pong ball.
It's not the show.
But she's right now.
Sorry?
She's okay now, though.
Yeah, so basically the doctor said, you know, take her back home. And I was like, you sure, mate? Like, she doesn't even remember where we are. Like,
but she knew who you were.
Yeah, well, she knew who I was, but I showed her the wedding ring. I said, do you know why I'm wearing this? And she goes, no, I remember buying it. I don't know why you're wearing it.
Michael, hang on a sec. Do you want to continue this conversation with Michael off the air?
Yeah, let's wrap it.
Heidi Sagan-Pee with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Right now, I'm having a shocker this morning. My words are just not coming out of my mouth.
That's me every day.
Did you hear the weather at about 7:15?
Yeah, I don't even know what I said.
It's like we've done a really good job today.
Back him in. I was like,
we'll back him in to get to 30.
Something like this. Like
I thought it was good.
No, it's early. Everyone's just half.
It was flowing.
It flowed.
Mate, it's 8:12. I should be here by now.
It's sort of you get 7:30 to 8 when you're on after 8. Sort of. Shut down.
We'll give you
till
8:20.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate the support, guys. Thank you. 131060, things your parents have that you're not allowed to use. Last night, went and caught up with the fam bam for dinner because they were having some very good friends that we haven't caught up with for a while around.
Mm-hmm.
Mum did another beautiful platter pasta.
Oh, yum. When's she having us over?
She actually mentioned that again last night. While she was cooking away, she looks at me, she goes, Pippi, I love doing this sort of stuff. When are your co-workers coming over, your friends? I was like, oh, well, we haven't quite organised exactly the day, Ma, but I'm sure that, you know, whenever you want to have them around. She goes, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
I'm free anytime.
What did we settle on in the end? What was the food we're going to eat in the end?
Oh, everything he wants to make.
Yeah, so there was going to be a big plate of pasta.
Yeah.
Right? So a nice homemade bolognese and stuff. And then Dad was going to do his salt and pepper squid.
That's what
all that sort of gear. So, they're really going to turn it on for you. But anyway, while we were there last night, Mum's a funny one. She's salt of the earth. She would open her her house to absolutely anybody who rocked up to the front door and needed help, like that sort of stuff. But if you're one of her kids, don't you dare ever use the toilet when there are guests in the house, right? So last night...
Well, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom.
No, you have to go to the other one. So they've got two bathrooms. Okay, yeah. They've got their ensuite, which is the one that's hidden away. Yeah. And they've got the bathroom where, in case the guests need to go to the toilet...
The facilities, yeah.
The facilities, that is the one that they get to use.
There's no crocodile slides and stuff like that.
None of that sort of gear, right? Mm. Actually, the bath in there has, because of all the grandkids, the bath in there has a heap of bath toys in it and stuff. Actually, mind you, they weren't in there last night, so you clean those out too.
I bought a bath toy collector yesterday as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice little basket.
Yeah, it sticks on the side.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
just nice and neat.
I have no idea what you're doing about.
Kids thing.
Yeah.
Makes life easy, obviously.
Mum's in there and she's boiling the pasta and I've started to feel a gurgle in the gas. I go, Mum, I need to use the toilet. And she goes, don't you dare go in that toilet. You go in our toilet. She said, what are you doing? I said, number two. And she goes, no, don't you dare. Our toilet,
that.
Now.
She would rather you go and do a number two in her ensuite bathroom.
Absolutely.
She knows about the issues we've had lately here, Jules.
What issues?
You heard about the Great Clog.
What?
Have you not heard about the Great Clog?
I'm pretty
Clog?
Sure that's self-explanatory.
That didn't happen. No. And ask Holtzy, who's in charge, and she had... Poor old Holtz, he had to organise plumbers
that
for Pete.
Wasn't
one. Yes, it was. For
that
Pete one day, he flooded
anyway,
the joint. He flooded the
that
joint
was
one.
Not
yes,
me.
It was.
Let's talk about this another the great time. Clog. I do want to know what happened after you used your parents' ensuite.
Oh, I just went to, I just did my thing and.
What do you want to know?
I washed my hands and that was it.
Oh, no, I get it. So, what you're saying is that what your parents don't allow you to use
absolutely
is
not,
the
right?
bathroom.
Right, but. Like, it made me think, because they've been in the same house for 30-odd years, and it was the house that we grew up in as kids. And when we were growing up as kids, there were certain rooms that, like, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night it was, you weren't allowed to go in. So, like, 13, 10, 6, you want to know if things that your parents have that you're not allowed to use, whether it be back when you were a kid, but even to this day. So, we had the family room where everybody was allowed to hang out. And then we had the good lounge room.
The formal lounge room.
That stuff, we don't have that stuff anymore. It doesn't exist. But the formal lounge room where there was all of the nice couches in there and there was the nice coffee table and didn't have a television and had a chandelier light and like all that sort of stuff. We weren't allowed in there as kids.
It was
absolutely,
we had the cutlery and crockery.
Really?
Special occasions only.
Oh,
you're not allowed to eat off that Monday to Friday, but if there's guests over. And to be honest, Mum, it looked like crap anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it had the weird pox. Patterns on it and stuff like that.
See, my Mum and Jules just had the couch. That was it. The couch still had plastic wrap on it. Not even kidding you.
Oh.
You had to sit on it with plastic wrap too.
Joanne and Wellard.
Hey.
What's the things that your parents have you not allowed to use?
So my mum and dad are originally from Poland. They moved over about 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So my mum originally brought over a whole china set all the way from Poland. So it got shipped over so many years ago. And we've never been able to touch it unless we have, like, all of our family and relatives over for, like, big events. So it would be always locked away in a cupboard.
Yeah, I was about to say, where did she keep
it? It's just in like a little buffet kind of cabinet, but we would not be able to touch it, nothing like that, and it would only come out probably like two or three times a year.
It's the good china.
Yeah, definitely.
Does it look any good though? Really?
It does. It's all like handmade, like with flowers on it, so you can tell it's been there for a long time.
See, my Mama Jules had that. Like, she had, like, a buffet with, like, all these plates displayed, but she just got the plates from an op shop. Like, they weren't anything too special. They just looked fancy.
Did she have any of that uranium glass? Have you seen that stuff? Like there's people... My Auntie Rhonda has, like cupboards and cupboards
glass.
Full.
Like Auntie Rhonda.
Child's ear. She has cupboards and cupboards full of this green glassware.
Oh.
So it's uranium glass.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, Talia in West Perth, tell us about yours.
So we have carpets in the house that literally get rolled up into the side until the guests come over. And we're not
sorry, I
is that serious?
Too soon. Are you being for real?
100%. Literally, it's literally just on the side of the house. Everyone that comes over thinks that they're always laid out, but nope.
That is insane.
What's underneath? Like, what do you guys walk on?
Well, is it tile or is it other carpet or lino or what?
No, we've got the wood thingy. What's it called?
Oh, floorboards. Yeah.
Floorboards.
But floorboards are beautiful. Yeah, like,
but carpet on floorboards. Like, if it's a really nice carpet, that's a good-looking floorboard, like, dresser, I reckon.
What?
No, am I on the other? All right, okay. I'm going to move on.
Just let him go.
Yeah, okay.
Don't invest in him.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Laurie in Canning Vale. Hey, last one here. Things your parents have you not allowed to use.
Well, Pete, being that I'm Italian as well, we had a formal lounge and formal living, and the only time we were allowed to step foot on it was on our wedding day.
Oh, to get photos.
To have nice photos.
To have our photos taken. That was it.
I've got to admit, Laura, you just made me think, well, when we had our confirmation as kids and all the family came over and, like, communion and then, like, our first ball, like a year 12 ball and stuff like that, that lounge room was everybody.
I'd love to see your ball photos. What colour tie did you wear? What colour silk tie did you have on?
Is it like aqua blue?
No, it'd be purple. It'd be a bright purple or something.
No, that wasn't.
What was it?
I wore a blue suit to my ball. With a black shirt. I think I had an orange tie. That's right. I had an orange tie.
Great combo.
I had an orange tie and a blue suit.
No, the reason why I had an orange tie was because the girl that I took, Lisa Johnson, she wore a bright orange gown. So that's.
I see a match.
Yeah, so but why I'm a blue suit?
Cause?
Oh, please. There needs to be so many photos of you.
I'm going through his Facebook right now. I'm going
is it on your Facebook?
It's not on my Facebook. Nah, that would have been on MySpace back in the day.
It'd be on Nonna's Facebook.
Got some photos. Heidi, Sagan, P. With
Jules on Hit 92.9. If you're watching Love Island last night.
Did you guys watch it last night?
No, I did. I did. Yeah. Did you watch it pissed?
It was a ripper.
Literally.
I watched it until my laptop went out of battery.
Oh, what, and I was didn't in have band. The charger?
No, I didn't have it. Oh, but I saw
shame.
I saw how much did Owen or who is
Owen,
it?
The
Owen
intruder?
Really shook it up, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He really did. And I'm so glad that he chose Jesse. So he's recoupled now with Jesse and Maurice is out on his own.
He's a bit
own.
Of a know-it-all, isn't he?
He is. I actually don't like him. But if you guys don't heard the rumor that's it's come out that his ex has come out saying that he broke up with her before he went on the show.
Oh, of course he did.
Literally.
Well,
but she posted like a scathing YouTube video.
I sent it
went
intruder.
For like 17 minutes. That's what I had to say.
The past 2 weeks, everyone's realised he's not in my socials and then boom, he's on this dating show and we did break it off. But this guy's been single for the past 6 months apparently. Was I just like not there? Like was that not a thing?
Anyway, I'm going to go on to the YouTube video because I thought I'm going to go and check this out. She's just after her own 15 seconds of fame.
Of course.
Does she look like them?
She is, yes, 100%. Okay. I reckon she applied. She didn't get him.
I reckon she's an intruder. I reckon she's coming.
You reckon?
You reckon?
Yeah, she's coming, all right. I'm telling you.
Actually, that'd be a pretty
reply. It's not ex on the beach, though.
How'd my boy Jared go last night?
Oh, I didn't really hear from him, to be honest.
What about the guy who said to Cassie, you're okay looking.
Oh,
Adam?
Oh yeah, Adam with the tattoo.
Adam. Adam,
he's
Adam.
A peanut.
Cassie is the hottest one in there. Seriously.
Who?
Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's all right.
No, okay. I thought you were pumping Adam
I
up.
Love how you both like looked at the picture and then said yes after you realised who I was talking about.
No. I knew who you were talking about.
Mate, Adam
Bloody
is a
hell.
That's who I'd
anyway, last night, if you're watching, our code word was revealed.
Yeah, so we got Demi and Maddington. Hello.
Hello.
What was our code word, mate?
It was hot.
Hey. Yay.
Oh. Hey, Demi, you're obviously watching the show. Who would you love to couple up with?
I like Maurice, but he put me off last night the
Didn't
way he spoke to Jesse.
Mm-hmm. He's a jerk.
He isn't. Yeah.
Oh, but he's very good looking.
So many other words I could use.
All right.
But anyway, are you glad that Jesse actually stuck up for herself last night, though?
Yes, of course. I really like her now.
Same.
I didn't want to her, but now I think she's my fave.
But how did we not think he was a douche when he was finishing her sentences on night one when she was like, I'm feeling is like, oh, no, I'm charismatic's the word you're looking for. I'm like, that's not the word she was going to use.
She actually pulled him up on it last
night. Yeah, no, she'd been doing it day one. I thought this bloke's
yesterday, though, last night, Jesse pulled him up on it, and, now they're separated. Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules
on Hit 92.9. Fitbit check. How the steps looking this morning, you guys?
Oh, I just cracked 2001.
Yeah.
2001
2,298. Had to walk and get the car this morning. Yeah. Only 500 metres, but that's probably why I'm up early.
17:45 right. for me.
Don't
so
believe
tracking
it.
Well.
He's over there shaking it.
No. Oh, yeah, but what about his Fitbit?
Hey, we've got these on. We're tracking these.
A bit of innuendo
there. HBF fitness sessions are on at the moment. They commence the 21st of October, the 8-week season, up for grabs, 22 locations. You can register now at hbffitness.com.au.
And now it's time for another chapter from Jules's
Dear Diary.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, before we went on our road trip, yep. I gave Zave a letter from a friend of mine who I was in love with. Mm. And I'm talking, this is when I was about 12, 13 years of age.
Deeply in love with him.
I was deeply in love with him. He sent me a letter after he'd moved away telling me about his new life and how great of a friend I am. And then down the bottom said, love always, Tim. And then did a little love heart and then in brackets, as a friend.
As a friend, only. As a friend. And I do remember reading the letter because it went through, he had three different girls on the go.
Please don't bring it up.
One was hot but frigid. The other one was not frigid and ready to go. And then he was, it was 13.
Don't, it still hurts. I'm not
brackets,
kidding you.
Not frigid.
But this letter actually kicked off me writing a diary.
A diary.
Yeah, and I actually have my diary from the age of about 12, 13 through to 15.
That?
Well, what happened was there's all these letters also in the back from my girlfriends that I'd stuck in, right, because I didn't want to lose them.
Yeah.
And my plan was for me to reveal this at our 21st, and then we just kind of didn't do 21st birthday parties, so then I held on to it till our 30th. Oh, because my girlfriends were like having kids and stuff and, didn't go that far.
Yep.
So, hence the reason why I still have it. Now, originally I was going to get you, Zave, to read it out. However, you can't be trusted.
I feel that's unfair.
This is...
It's unfair.
It's not.
My diary...
Considering that first page you read.
It's unfair. Keep going. I'm all ears.
This is where I wrote my biggest, deepest, darkest secret.
Can I just say to you, because I know this is like genuinely your diary, and I am wholeheartedly interested in what's coming out here, because... As a bloke who's got two girls, I know at some point they're probably going to go through a lot of the stuff that you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't follow in my
Fuck at that. I want to hear Jules break down. Let's go.
Seriously, the reason why I am talking about or reading bits from it is because I know that there's girls out there that have either gone through stuff like this or, there's young teenagers listening going through it. So they can relate and feel not so alone.
And there's some blokes in the car who go, thank Christ.
So my first entry is actually in response to Tim, who wrote me that letter.
Oh, the love of your life.
Yeah, 1st of February 2001. Up the top. And it's got Dear Thoughts. And please don't take the piss out of me on this.
Dear Thoughts.
Because the way I write as well too, my spelling's not too crap.
It's like 18 years ago.
But you guys also have a copy of it.
Can't promise anything.
Hit us with it.
Yo, what's up? I'm actually not happy. Just thought I would start this off happy, but I'm not. My best friend sent me a letter and I'm so, so, so pissed off. I mean, we're friends and all, but I like him more than friends. I should have told him before he left. It's my own stupid fault.
Mm-hmm.
I made out that we were best friends, but I like him more than that.
Yep.
Why didn't I tell him? And now he will never know.
Oh, you played it too cool.
I will never like anyone like I like him. Maybe I love him. Yes, I'm in love. I know what it is. I know what it is. And now I have to let him go. And then I wrote big sad eyes with a sad face. And then I wrote, and he wrote at the bottom of the letter, loved him, in brackets, as a friend. And then, angrily, I wrote, I hate him.
Yes. And you've got
in color.
Red biro and blue biro.
Yeah, I went over and over and over again. Him. That was my way of trying to let go.
What's in the left bit of the page? This is my new tag.
Yeah, did you guys have tags when you were kids?
What is it?
No, I didn't have a tag.
I don't know what a tag is, but why would you have one?
Because I used to graffiti.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when you were was this 20 years ago? So old were you? 13, 14, around about this time?
Yeah, I was in high school. Year 7, year 8.
You were angry.
No, I wasn't. I'm not the only one who used to do this. I had heaps of friends that had tags as well.
Yeah,
and you would just write your name. Probably in jail. But say if you wrote your tag somewhere and then your friends who know your tag would know that you've been there.
There is one thing that I'm seeing here. So you've gone to write, this is my new tag.
Yeah, but
haven't you? And then you've crossed out the T and the H.
Yeah, and thought, no
and
way.
Nah.
This needs to be a D.
It's a D. Diss. It's like, now it's dis is yeah. my new tag.
I was so gangster.
Man. So can I just ask too, just going back through it, maybe, yes, I love him. I know what it is.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what it is?
What it is?
Yeah.
I'm talking about love.
I know, but like, how'd you know what it is at that age?
Well, when I thought about him, my heart like felt very big.
Oh, yeah. And warm.
And yeah, and I smiled a lot when I thought about him. That's what all I remember.
Man.
It's deep. Dear thoughts. I love the dear. Does every entry start with dear thoughts?
No.
You drop the dear thoughts. I think dear thoughts is a bit silly.
I mean, there's a couple of entries that are like dear thoughts, and then it just gets into like, yeah, I know, sorry.
Yeah, I reckon dear thoughts is a bit cringe.
Oh, come on. Look, yeah.
So we'll have another one.
A couple of them start off swearing. I'm not.
Oh, really?
Well, this is why you can't be trusted reading it out.
Yeah. And it gets pretty deep.
It does in the end.
How old are you at that age? 13 or 14?
Oh, 13, close 14. To 15.
Whoa,
yeah.
So more of Jules' diary a little bit later on in the week, hey? In another page that you can read there?
Yes.
Because I want to hear, I do actually want to hear more. Because as you were reading that, all I could think of was Mila. Throughout the entire thing.
Well, is that right?
I don't know if you'd be happy to...
All I think of was Jules getting her heart broken. Oh, I thought it was funny at 15.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this thing because literally 2 days later, I got another boyfriend.
Yeah. All right. You player. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules. Heidi Sagan P.